Hello. You're Angie Phillips, yep. And you're from Design and Illustration.
No, my company's I've kind of named it Angie and Co.
Angie and Co.
Co, which is comes from my email. So
okay.
And it's all just design work, freelance designer, packaging, illustration, leaflets, brochures, anything printable.
Brilliant. And I understand that you're using social networking in some areas in the work that you're doing. Could you share some of that with me?
I'm using Facebook as more of a social thing, which kind of crosses over a little bit. But then I'm also doing the Four Network networking, so I'm using the blogs and forums and everything on the Four Network.
On the Four Networking website, yeah.
I'm also joined up to Twitter.
Yeah.
Which I'm struggling with, but trying to get used to it. I'm also into the Plaxo site, although I haven't done anything on it.
Okay.
I think that's about it, really.
Okay, but, and what are you doing on Facebook?
It's mainly keeping in touch with people who I haven't heard from for a long time, and people who I often know from the network on Facebook, so we often...
So you connect through Facebook, mm-hmm. and do status updates with each other about what you're doing?
Yeah, it's not,
kind of thing.
Facebook's not really through work, but it's sort of... it touches on business relationships, but mainly from social relationships.
So where are you getting your biggest successes from your social networking at the moment?
I find Facebook enjoyable. Business-wise, I haven't really... It's not really taken off yet, but I'm not using it so much for business.
Okay, so Twitter, you just got into Twitter.
Yeah, following the Four Network site.
Okay, are you following me yet?
Not yet, no. Yeah, right. I will be today.
Right, so if you could, get to Twitter/Ian McKendrick and follow me. I'll look out for you later today and welcome you and introduce you to all my followers.
All right, yeah.
So
I'm interested to find out how I can promote my company and my business.
Okay, are you running a blog at all at the moment?
No.
Okay.
A few of these technical things are a little bit over my head. I'm getting used to it.
Yeah. You're not alone, don't worry, you're not alone. Yeah. And these things don't happen overnight, but I think you're going to see there's going to be some, as these sort of tools and that are made easier and people are introduced into how they can be used, and once the penny drops, it's not really that difficult.
No,
so.
I think it's you get mind blocked, you sort of think, oh, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Which is why I kind of went onto the Twitter, because I wanted to find out about it and see what's happening and find my way around.
Well, if you go along to my blog and have a look at ianmckendrick.com, you'll see I've got some articles on there, a little bit about how the social networking thing works.
Right.
There's a couple of videos on there that you can sit and watch as well.
Okay.
But essentially, at a very, very high level, totally non-technical, the blog plays a part of being where you store your nuggets of information. So in your case, I suppose it would be maybe the top five things you need to consider when submitting for print might be a good thing.
Yeah.
Or typography, five tips on good typography. Or the top seven things you should consider when designing a business card. You know, they're things that you probably take for granted, but your customers probably struggle with.
Yeah.
So, and if you give that information out for free, all right, using Twitter, you know, you give that information and you point people towards your blog where you have these articles, then on your blog you'll have calls to action. For example, maybe you want help with this, we'll help you for free. Mm. Click here, and it then takes that person into your sales funnel. It might be that you want them to sign up to your newsletter, or it might be that you want them to take part in a survey because you want to collect some market data about something that you want to raise the profile
of. That'd be interesting to see how you do that. Yeah.
So, but don't worry, you're not on your own. I'm going around talking at sort of conferences and that up and down the country, it's a very, very common thing. It's all a bit of a mystery, but once
you're into it, it's
once you've seen what's going on. So have you got any success stories through your social networking activities you'd like to share? What about on the forums at Four Networking? Maybe introductions that you've made?
Oh, I think the forums are pretty good. You know, you get to know people through your continual, postings.
I agree. I mean, one of the things I've found with the Four Networking forums, you turn up to a Four Network meeting, breakfast meeting, and it feels like you've known that person for years.
Yeah, it's quite funny, really. There's several people who kind of are continuing.